Missed out on breakfast? Fret not. It's never too late to grab a bite.
World Theater Day. Miss Audrey Seek, are you a fan of theater?
I love the theater. I've seen, off the top of my head, probably about 25 different musicals and plays.
Wow, you are a real...
Yeah.
Theaterphile.
Yeah, theaterphile. And I'm also a creature of habit. So I've seen like Lion King 4 times. I've seen Les Miserables 6 times live. And I watch Hamilton on TV all the time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I've watched a few plays here at SRT. One was a few years ago, Tuesdays with Maury. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, so sad.
Very sad, very sad. It was about a career-obsessed journalist, if I recall, who reunites with his former college professor.
That's right.
Who has ALS, which is a motor neuron disease. And they end up meeting every Tuesday and it allows Maury, the professor, to teach his final and most important lesson, which is how to live.
Yeah.
I also wanted to watch the LKY musical. Didn't get around to that. There was another play called Lungs.
Lungs? Yeah. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was about a couple who were having a baby, so they were navigating the uncertainties of life. Very interesting play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening here in Singapore. Now, the beginnings of theater are relatively unknown. There are actually several theories. There's the ritualist theory, which suggests that theater began with religious rituals, which became codified and performative. Mm-hmm. We have the great man theory, which offers that one person's genius can be attributed to the origin of the art form. And then we have the storytelling theory posits that theater evolved as a way to enhance storytelling through improvisation.
Yeah.
So there's no evidence to prove any of these, but the ritualist theory is the most often accepted.
Okay.
The ancient Greeks, though, as with most things in life, are credited with inventing theater. So the first plays were performed in the Theater of Dionysus, which is built in the shadow of the Acropolis in Athens at the beginning of the 5th century. Now, do you know what Shakespeare's Globe is?
I don't.
It is a reconstruction of the Globe Theatre, which is an Elizabethan playhouse that was first built in 1599, for which Shakespeare wrote his plays. Now, since the Great Fire of London in 1666, you probably have heard of this, there's been a law banning buildings with thatched roofs because they are such a fire hazard. But guess which building in London, the only one, is permitted to have a thatched roof?
Shakespeare's Globe.
Exactly. Fascinating. Did you also know that saying Macbeth in a theatre, unless you're performing, is bad luck?
I had no idea. Why is that?
Well, you quoted me the other day,
what's
right?
What's done is done.
What's done is done, right? Now, if you've ever spent time with an actor or theater maker, you'll know that saying Macbeth in a theater, unless you're performing or rehearsing, is bad luck because it's believed to be deeply cursed. So actors call it the Scottish play instead. According to legend, the actor playing Lady Macbeth in the first ever performance died suddenly, meaning that Shakespeare himself had to play the role. And in one performance, a real dagger was used instead of a prop, killed the actor. There were also audience riots at productions in 1721, 1772, and 1849. The latter allegedly killed 22 people or left 22 people dead. So best to play it safe and stick to the Scottish play inside a theater if you're everyone.
Oh, man. Wow.
Now, Shakespeare has also invented 1,700 modern words. Did you
know
that?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Do you have any
many
examples?
Don't know that he created many of the words himself. They're a mixture of portmanteaus, which are like two words put together, and switching nouns to verbs or vice versa. Bubble, assassin, advertising, exposure, and hobnob. If you don't know what hobnob is, it means to mix socially with people of perceived higher social status.
Yeah.
So he invented all these words.
Shakespeare invented the word advertising.
Apparently so.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea.
You may want to cross-check and corroborate my information, but he did.
That's amazing, incredible.
How much, Audrey, final question, would you be willing to pay for a theater ticket?
Oh,
what is your ceiling price?
I have paid outrageous amounts
for a theater
ticket.
You know, I should have known
ticket.
The answer to this.
Because I really wanted to catch Hamilton when it first came out. So I went to New York for it because I wasn't living that far away. I think I spent, $1,000 US on the ticket.
Really? $1,000 US? Okay, that makes sense. According to my research, Hamilton broke Broadway's record for the most expensive theater ticket in 2017, charging $1,150 per ticket. And ladies and gents, it seems like Audrey Seek paid exactly that amount for the ticket. The premium price ticket was the best in the house during the week between Christmas and New Year's Day. It was the first time a theater ticket had ever hit quadruple digits.
Well, there you go. I'm glad to be a part of it because it was so worth it. It was such a great show and I love it.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.